I was good, bro. I was just checking in with you.
What's good, y'all? We are back again. It's Chill Out P here with my guy, Mr.
Qualified.
And we got another album review for y'all. Indeed. This week, we got Doja Cat with Scarlet.
Yeah, yeah. Follow up to, I think that was 2021's Planet Her.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to preface this. Doja can rap. We know this.
That's a huge preface to make.
Yeah. Doja can rap. I just want to put that out there. So when I respond to some of these songs and shit like that, we already know she can rap. And Doja can make a good pop song too. We gonna put those two things out there. No. Bitch on Macau didn't go crazy for no reason. You know what I'm saying? But I expected it to be good. I got more faith in, let's just cause some controversy. I got more faith in Doja than Megan.
In regards to
artistry.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, with that being said, we'll get right into it. Paint the Town Red, lead single, first track on the album. How you feel?
Sample's tough. It's catchy. It's cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a single. I do really enjoy the sample though. Again, Doja can rap. The flow is nice here. This is a save for me. This one is a save for me.
I had it downloaded when it dropped as a single type shit. So yeah.
For sure. Next track, Demons.
That was the last single before the album dropped?
Maybe. I only heard Paint the Town Red.
Oh, yeah. I think Demons was the last single before the album dropped. Hard. It's like a Kendrick-Travis blend. Like, I don't know how you blend those two elements, but that's exactly what she did. And it worked for me. It wasn't a download. A lot of her shit, like, I can acknowledge that it's good, but I won't download it just because I'm not riding around listening to Doja Cat. Not gonna lie.
That's gonna be a theme throughout, just so y'all can be prepared for that right now. But nah, agreed. Another preface, I don't think there are a lot of bad songs on this album. There just aren't a lot of songs that I personally need or that I'll personally be going back to. But Demons was I guess it was a skip for me. Like, it ended up being a skip. I have skips and I have not saves. That's how I kind of differentiated here. But this one was a skip. It just kind of felt like a lot. But I mean, kind of seemed like the direction she took this album a little bit, at least early on. So.
Track 3, Wet Vagina. This was a similar record. This wasn't for me. And she used a Baby Keem flow on this. Like I said, some people enjoy this. This just wasn't for me.
Yeah, it's for the simple fact that I feel like a song like this has a target audience. I feel like this is a woman's song, of course, or a song for the women to tee up to and whatnot. It's catchy. It has replay value though, if you're talking about mainstream sound and whatnot. So, not a skip, but not a save for me.
I didn't save any of this shit. Well, no, I'm lying. I say it's like maybe under 5. But yeah, it wouldn't have saved me. 4 though, Fuck the Girls, FTG. I really liked the hook. Like, I really wanted to like this song. Like, cause I was like, fuck the girls. But again, another female record for real. Yeah. Like, this isn't something I can like consistently just listen to. Even when she goes into her verses, it's like shit she rapping about, I can't relate to.
Yeah. Song, it's a song for the ladies, or songs that ladies will probably fuck with more. So decent track though. I mean, this isn't bad music that I'm hearing. It's just not music for me, these particular songs. Yeah. 5, Ouchies.
Ouchies, outside of the singles, was my first download. I liked it. Yeah.
I liked it as well. It was the same for me as well. I'll make this note when we get a little bit further into it, but definitely liked her flow specifically on this one. Also kind of appreciated the production on Ouchies. That one, she has a pocket of production in parts of this album that I really appreciate. And Ouchies was one of them. So yeah, it was a save for me as well.
Mm. Yeah, 97. This had like a strong Kendrick-esque flow. It was tight, a tight flow too. I fuck with it. It was a save, wasn't a download.
Got you. Same. I got a somewhat of a 90s vibe from it. Kendrick vibe makes sense, but like a loose 90s hip hop vibe. Hardcore rap, more so, if you will. Mm. Gotta put a time frame on it. But again, appreciate it. Was this one of the beats that Jay Versace did?
I think so, yeah.
I think so as well. I think I remember him saying this was one of them. But yeah, it was a save. It was a save. For sure.
Not gonna lie. 7, 8, 9, all skips for me.
Yep.
All right, so 7 is Gun. That is a skip. It's a girly song. Just so girl you know. Song. Eight is Go Off. It's a skip. It's a girl song again.
Nice woman empowerment song. Nice woman empowerment. Bullshit. Yeah.
Number 9 was a cool concept. Really wanted to like that because it was Shut Your Bitch Ass Up. I'll fuck with the, you know, the idea of it. Didn't work for me though. So it was another skip.
Yeah. So 9 is catchy. 9 for me. If I wanted to find a playlist for it, I could. If I really wanted to. So it, in that sense, it has some replay value for me. I did save it. Take that with a grain of salt, but it is a save for me. So
I feel it.
Yeah. So 10. I'm going on a limb and save for you.
You said a save?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and assume.
Hell no. this was the best female song, though. It's cute. But it's not in my Serato.
Not in the Serato. Feel that again, sample kind of carries, but vibe though. A vibe for sure for the ladies. But yeah, not something. Yeah, I'm not playing that.
Yeah.
Anywhere. But that's also like that just with us being men listening to with us being straight men listening to this album, that should somewhat be expected. That didn't factor into my rating of the album personally. You know what I'm saying? So just so y'all know, little disclaimer for me, don't know where Pat gonna land. But yeah. So but I did save it in the sense of it being a good song. I did save
honestly
it.
Just a side note, this album is similar to Tizo's album for me.
Interesting.
I feel like I'm more so in the realm of where you were at with Tizo's album.
Interesting. Okay. I could for Doja, I could understand.
Yeah.
I can understand that. Yeah. 11, Can't Wait.
Sample was tough. I like Doja rapping, storytelling back. Hearing this back from the female perspective also was interesting. Like, usually have niggas dogging out bitches or just niggas talking about their perspective and shit like that. They hear like the female perspective and it was cool. It was a download for me. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it was safe for me also. Safe for me also. Yeah, same thing though. I will go on to say 12, 13, and 14 are mostly saves for production. They're not bad songs at all.
I like 12 and 13.
Production. So
12 and 13 were both downloads for me.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I feel where the hesitation is on 14, Skull and Bones. I do. Yeah. I feel the hesitation.
Honestly, it was the same thing that took me out around. There's an earlier track with the same angelic elements throughout it.
Mm.
That takes me out of it. It's too much going on in the song.
You know, honestly, it kind of sounds a lot in the realm of Paint the Town Red. Like, not the same tempo, but the same sonic vibe.
I get what you're saying.
So I could see that. But yeah, for production, we can get through the rest. 15, Attention. I
think this was a single also. It's cool, spooky flow.
Yeah. Not a save. That's yeah.
Not a save for me.
Yeah. It's not a save. I don't know how to pronounce 16. I think I'm pronouncing it wrong. I
think that's Balut.
Okay. That my
Balut.
Balut. Balut. Balut. I don't know. It's a save though for me.
she can rap. She got her shit up.
She did get her shit
up. I couldn't save it though. I couldn't save it. She got her shit up. Like, I respect it. I was like, I'm never gonna ride around to this and be like this hard.
That's right. I mean,
just for me personally.
Nah, I mean, I feel that. I hear that. Is that ended up being a save for me? And then the last track, I think it was the What You Mean freestyle. Yeah. As cool as it is, didn't save it. It's cool though. She rapped.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I think it's a woman brag record. Like, people, a lot of these songs, what I can say about this album, a lot of this album can be used for TikToks, Reels, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever video you want to get off and, you know, say some bullshit or have some music saying some bullshit for you, or you getting a fit off, you looking good in the mirror, you going out on a date, the list continues. You get what I'm saying? There's a lot of different vibes on here, and there's music to create those vibes type shit.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. No, that's honestly the best. That's the best way to put it, bro. And like, so that's 17 tracks. Album was about an hour. Didn't feel long though, for real. Like, listening to it wasn't a long listen. Doja definitely took a turn with this project in terms of sound. I didn't realize she would get so heavy into the rapping bag. What's interesting is something that I saw around, like, closer to when she released it. Essentially, you know, somebody was just speaking to how Planet Her was better. And better is subjective, so I don't really want to make that the conversation. But I do think Planet Her had a better balance of where she succeeds in pop and where she succeeds in rapping. And I don't think that her going the direction of, like, just rapping was a knock. I don't think it's a negative. I just think it requires a different ear, especially if you've been listening to Doja for her career, because she's just never kind of solely been in the rap bag the way she is here. But I do like that the production matched that. I mean, granted, I assume that that was the purpose, but the production is fitting, and the production impressed me personally. Not that I thought Doja has had production or sonic problems before. I was just impressed in regards to, I wasn't necessarily expecting to hear Doja on some of those beats, and she delivered. Even if it's a song that's not for me, that I may not have a lot of uses for, I respect that she was able to go and make that song, you know, type shit. So that was kind of my biggest takeaway from the project, outside of whether I kind of liked the song or not, was that I thought the production was solid for sure.
I mean, for her, this is her sophomore project. I wouldn't say that it's
sophomore studio. This can't be her second project.
Oh yeah, this would be like studio, what, third project, low key?
I think three.
Yeah, sorry, not sophomore, but junior. But even with that, it's like, I wouldn't call this a step back. This is like a pivot. Like, she just pivoting in another direction. And even just to touch on some of the things that you said with the rapping, yeah, she is rapping more. But she's been on the internet saying that, you know, a lot of that pop shit that she was doing before was just trolling. You know, she was finessing them for the money, the marketing dollars and all of that, to, you know, it was a finesse, and she really a rapper. So because that's the way this album was marketed, gotta respect it. She came on this motherfucker and she rapped. Now, that's going to be the best way for her to sell music. Not sure about that one. I really liked more of her. I like her bigger pop records where she mixes in rap, but it's more of a poppier song. It just works. I mean.
Yeah. All right. We'll do rating first, grade second.
Oh, Doja does get a grade, huh?
Doja does get a grade, for that's sure. Tough.
That's tough.
Rating?
I didn't like this better than the last album.
No. I thought Planet Her was really, really good. And I don't think
that's it. Yeah, the last album was a solid 7.5. Possibly could go even low 7. This is about a 6 for me.
I think
if you challenge it, I'm fine.
I only challenge it because I think using the scale of the previous album, I would give Planet Her an 8, me personally. I think it was that good of an album. I think it actually would get that 8 for me. But with that being said, this album is kind of hard because
she rapped her ass off. It's just the music is like, the music and her raps don't support each other, if that makes sense. Like, the rapping is separate, the music is separate. Like, oh, this beat hard. Oh, she rapping hard right here. But together, it's not like, oh, I enjoy this song.
I understand that. I definitely understand that. I think my struggle is that I just feel like we are in the minority. And granted, that might be the case for most. I think for the majority, this album, generally speaking, is going to be your average. It's going to be a 7, 7.5. I don't disagree with like a 6, 6.5, especially for us, because it's not, the replay value is very diminished, but that's somewhat expected. But then also to your point of, you know, her rapping and the music both being respectable, but the mesh of it not being the best, can turn off a listener. I guess my biggest thing in finalizing that, if they did mesh better, would that change it for you in regards to, do you feel like you were ranking a little bit higher?
Hell yeah. If this, that's the only thing that it is, because I have to separate the two. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's a good song, like whole, like I could just be like, oh, this is a good song, like download. Like, we don't have to question it. We don't have to be like, even with what you said, he's like, oh, like if you said something about one of the songs earlier, but you were saying like, if something else was different on it, it would be a download, but you still fuck with it type shit, but it wasn't a download, but it was decent.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. Like, damn, if majority of your album I'm able to acknowledge is decent or something, but I don't save any of your album. I don't talk about your album for the rest of the year. I don't listen to your album for the rest of the year. Your album was a moment. It had its moment and it went. I can't really sit up here and say it's a 7, 7.5. Now, I understand the bias that you explained, because we are niggas and shit like that, straight niggas. And it's like, we probably wouldn't listen to it, but I listen to SZA. So that's cap. Like,
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Like, and I think that.
I'm like, SZA, Snow. I'm like, there's other rap artists that I listen to, female rap artists that I listen to consistently.
Yeah, so I like what you said though, because if our bar for an average album is a 7, 7.5, that's also, I think if we've called anything an average album, we've said it has enough replay value to have a longer window of relevancy. And so I would agree that if your album doesn't have, or isn't projected to have a long window of relevancy, then it has to fall. And I think that as decent of a project as this is, and as much as I think for any listener, you'll probably have songs that we all could pull and just say is a record that she got right. I think as a project, yeah, I think that was probably the biggest turning point for me, is that I don't think it's a project we'll be talking about much, you know, past the month of its release for real. Like, unless her tour becomes a big deal or whatever the case may be, I don't think the album is something that people will be keeping in rotation, and it'll be something that'll come up and, you know, yeah, continue to be a part of the conversation. So I'm not mad at 6.
I can go 6.5 if you want to.
I mean, I guess for respect, 6.5.
Because I'm like, 17 tracks.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had how many?
Total 9. For real. Like, in my heart, probably 6.
I had like 4.
Yeah.
Out of 7. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. No, that's real. So, yeah, 6.5 rating. Letter grade.
She gotta go C minus.
Yeah.
Or flat C. I ain't even gonna say C minus. Flat C.
Flat C. Flat C.
Yeah.
Flat C. Yeah. Flat C. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. 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 No, not a not a bad album. Take what you like from it. I don't think as a project, it's something that will be looked back on and, you know, be a huge, I don't think it'll be a huge moment in Doja's discography. Definitely not the same way Planet Her was. But got some good music on there. I think it shows, definitely shows another side of her as an artist. So definitely something to appreciate and recognize. But yeah, let us know if y'all agree with the rating, with the grade. Yeah, if y'all like the songs that we did, if y'all thought we missed songs that were good, I don't know. We still not going to play it in our Serato anyway, so it really don't matter. But yeah, until the next album review. Ooh, I think the next one is that. I think it's that boy. I think that's going to be the next one. So yeah,
that's if that nigga drop.
Yeah, who knows? It done got pushed back so many times. Ain't no telling.
Which makes me think this album might be ass.
Ain't no telling, bro. Who knows, man? Who knows, bro? Who knows? But yeah. Yeah, broski. But yeah. All right, man. We will catch y'all next time on the next album review or quick check-in or episode or whatever is next. But content just rolling out at this point.
Y'all will see us before we see y'all.
Big fact.